Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
The N3 at Chota Motala closed to traffic due to protest action since 5 o'clock this morning. It is a mess and we're all on tenterhooks as it is. The N3 specifically is a massive problem and it is a cause for a lot of concern for the people of KZN. So we've got Nomsa Modise, the spokesperson from SANRAL, on the line with us this morning to help us get to the bottom of this and get a better understanding of it. So Nomsa, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, good morning to you. I'm with Tumisani Nkabinde, the regional manager of SANRAL as well here on the line.
Excellent.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. So do we know what the protest is about? What started the protest? Do we have an understanding of why there is a protest on the N3?
Okay. What we got is that it has something to do with the municipality. And Dumisani has been in touch with the leadership of the municipality. But Dumi, could you please indicate to them the summary of your discussions with the mayor?
Good morning to you.
Morning,
and,
Dumi.
Good morning to the listeners. Yes. It's a strange day. We wake up to this. The floor is closed. And I'm trying, as Nomsa said, trying to find out what is happening.
Mm.
It's actually something that has to do with the housing project of the municipality.
All right, so that's also the rumblings that we hear from social media is that this is a protest because people want housing and, of course, they've taken the protest to the streets. But then I suppose my next question is, why are we protesting on the streets if it's for the housing that you want?
We all know that our infrastructure, the highways, are very vulnerable. And I think anyone that is very aggrieved with whatever reason, they know that it's a high-impact area that whereby if you block the freeway, whatever you want to say is heard very quickly. So I think that's what we are suffering here, the same fate.
Mm. I'm just wondering here, we're saying they. Do we know who's responsible? Who's behind this protest this morning?
It's actually, I think, is the recipient of the so-called housing project. They are the ones that are actually are doing the protest.
Are you saying the people that are living in the informal settlements that are looking for housing, the new housing that's established there?
There is a settlement bordering N3 that is just immediate adjacent to N3. That settlement we are told it's people that are coming from that area.
Okay.
Obviously, the enforcement agencies are better placed to find out exactly whether they definitely come from that area or whether the whole thing is emanating from that area.
Okay. And I just want to find out, on behalf of sort of all the motorists, everyone using the N3, do we have any idea when it will be open? Is it safe to travel? Has it opened again, the N3?
As at 7:05, the freeway is open. We are monitoring the freeway.
Mm.
I've also driven on that freeway right now. The freeway is open. And the enforcement agencies are also monitoring what is happening there. So there is now cleared entry both north and southbound.
Thank you very much for joining us. Nomsa Modise, the spokesperson for SANRAL, thank you for joining us and good luck there in Maritzburg. If you want to have a look at these pictures and follow the updates on that protest action on the N3 by Peter Maritzburg, it's all available on our website, ecr.co.za. Click on Darren, Kerry and Sky. And for now and in the future, anything that you need to know before you get in your car and travel on any of our highways, please make sure you go to the website and look for the ECR Traffic Podcast.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.